So how long have you been married?
11 years.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you guys met and just recent history?
Met by a mutual friend. And that was like, there was a lot of drug use there, like with the friends and stuff. But like it was weird because it was like me and her had the same group of friends, but never knew each other for like a couple of years, and then we met. And but
I wasn't into drugs at all. I hated it.
Yeah.
Couldn't stand it. I liked the drinking and stuff. And he was dipping and dabbing. And after I got really close with them, I got serious with them. I was a little bit curious. And I started then also, and I don't know, we fell in love, we got married, our drug use had slowed down, we had children, and then I got sick and got put on painkillers, and it all rolled out from there again, you know, and our addiction started back up, and with the heroin, to one point where we couldn't even take care of ourselves, losing houses. I was dancing at the time, trying to, he was from job to job, I was dancing, trying to keep a roof over our head, then we couldn't even do that. We had these children to take care of, to got to the point where, you know, we called children and youth on ourselves and gave our kids over, you know. Still to this day, like, we don't know where they are, and it kills me as a mother, but I felt I was doing the best thing I could do for them at that time, give them a better life.
Yeah,
but which is the most selfless thing I do. People say it's selfish, but I thought I was doing the best I could. But you know, like I was telling him, you get so involved in here that, like, with the drugs, it's like a dark cloud over your head, and you don't know how to get out or how to climb out sometimes. It's like you try and get halfway and you get pulled back down. You know?
Nothing else mattered.
No, nothing. And our kids didn't even matter. You know, sure, you think about it and then you really start thinking about it, but not to think about it, then you get high. Because you don't want to think about that stuff. You don't want to think about the things. You don't want to deal with them. You know, why I think the way I think, I don't know. I don't even have an answer for that. You know, we moved down here to Kensington, and it's like we're stuck. We don't know where to turn to. We know how to eat because there's free meals every day. But, like, where do we start out from to keep moving up? You know, we know what to do, but to do it, do we do it? No. Why? I don't know. I
well,
have no clue why.
I thought about, you know, I think sometimes to myself, like, just because we're addicts and we're on the street and stuff doesn't mean that we don't know what's going on, like, in the world. And, like, with the way the economy's going and everything else, and, like, your regular everyday people that work day-to-day and have jobs and all that kind of stuff, how many of them you see out here that have lost their jobs and now they're homeless, they're on the streets, and drugs got them? But it's like, I listen to a lot of these people that are sober now, or people that have never experienced drug use, and their lives are hell. And a lot of times I think to myself, like, do I want to get clean so I could just live in a sober reality world of living hell? Like, because of, like, of my past and everything, it's not like I'm going to go right to the top of the ladder. So sometimes it's like, why? Like, why do I want to do it? Why go through all that crap sober that's going on? You know, there's no jobs, there's, you know, it's like I don't want to do it sober. It's just, it's reality. I'd rather to just deal with it this way.